Mike Agostino with Information Security Media Group, and I'm actually meeting now with Martin Plagman of Tenzig. Welcome, Martin.
Hi. How are you?
Pretty good.
So thanks for meeting with us today. Martin, if you could, just to get us started, why don't you introduce your company to our users for those that might not be familiar with you?
Okay. Tenzig Technologies. We have a couple of security products that we specialize in. We have a tape encryption appliance, and we have some network printing software hardware combination. The network printing, basically, it's you load some software on a server. You have control boxes that various network printers can use, a RFID tag or just a key code combination or both.
Okay.
The idea is that if you want to print securely but use network printers instead of your each individual PC attached printer, which tends to be expensive after a while and
sure.
difficult to manage.
Especially in larger organizations.
Right. So all you do is you just direct your print to the print server. As long as your network printers are all the same type, you just take your RFID card and wave it at whatever printer you want your print job to come out at. It prints it then and there. So it's not laying on the printer for somebody else to see. You know, when you send a print job, you get a phone call, somebody distracts you, your sensitive information is sitting out there for everybody to read. It's just only printed when you actually go to the printer. So it saves on toner, paper, but obviously security implementation is implication is the better part.
So I guess, you know, I don't know if many people actually get to the point to where they're thinking about, you know, the security within their printers. How did this come about? You know, what was the impetus for this for you guys?
Actually, I was at I was visiting a customer actually doing an install on their security appliance, and I noticed there was a big security banner near one of the network printers. You know, make sure that your prints don't pick somebody else's up. You know, and
right.
I was kind of thinking, well, see, that might be a bit of an issue. I mean, there is technology already exists, like Xerox and a lot of the others. They have a hard disk in the printer,
okay.
You know, which is another way around. The disadvantage of that is it tends to tie you to one printer. You also got to manage it.
Okay.
When the hard drive gets full, then what? You know, so there's actually a few issues, even though people are trying to tackle the problem already. It's not really a complete solution. So it seems like it's kind of a gap in the market.
Okay. Now, I can actually see a picture at your booth of what this actually is. So this is an actual appliance that would sit within their network. Tell us a little bit more about how it works.
Right. Well all it does, it has a network switch inside it. So you plug in Ethernet cord into one side and plug another Ethernet cord into the other.
Okay.
It takes an IP address. It actually physically doesn't need to be in the line of the printer, but most people do that just because it's more convenient. You associate the box with the printer using the software. So it physically just needs to be near it.
Okay.
So that's pretty much all there is to it. You wave a card. It's not a card that we supply. It's a card you probably already have.
Okay.
For a new card, you just wave it once. It shows up in the software as an unidentified card. You go to the software, you say, this card belongs to Jimmy. It synchronizes with Active Directory, so you don't need to populate all the users. You just pick it out.
Okay.
Then that user's set up. And then you've got some sort of reporting on how much printout Jimmy does every month. So you could do chargebacks for cost centers, that type of thing.
Okay.
So it's really easy to set up. So all your prints stay on the server. You can set up rules where the prints are deleted after a month if somebody doesn't print them, things like that.
So when a prospect or somebody's contacting you that's interested in your technology, what's the impetus? Why do they have an event or do they have an issue within their organization that, you know, somebody got some sensitive information of the printer that makes them want to take a proactive stance, or is it just in line with their normal security controls? Or
actually, here at the show, because we're announcing it at the show, so it's kind of new.
Okay. Okay.
What we found is that most people don't know that this type of thing exists.
Yeah.
And usually when you talk to them about it, it's like, oh yeah, I remember seeing somebody's valuation on the printer. Or actually, the customer I was talking about, he used to work for the lottery.
Okay.
And he said, in actual fact, when I worked for the lottery, there was a case of somebody figuring out where the scratch card was going to be with the winning numbers on it, based on what he picked up from network printing. So he knew exactly what like this product was needed, which is kind of interesting.
Very.
It seems like everybody has some horror story to tell you about something they found on the network printer that shouldn't have been there.
Sure, sure. Well, listen, one more question before we go. For our users that actually couldn't make it out to the show this year, what's some advice or what's some words of wisdom you can leave them with? It doesn't necessarily have to be about your product or anything. Just security in general. What do people need to be concerned about in, you know, this type of economy, this type of climate?
I guess security investments really is more a case of if you don't do it, in the long run, it's going to cost you a lot more money than doing it.
Mm.
Everybody has a reason why they don't want to spend the money.
Sure.
But something like, particularly with the backup encryption for the tape, lots of people are like, well, you know, nobody can read my tapes. Even I have a hard job reading them, which is, by the way, completely not true.
Okay.
We have a video on our website that shows exactly how easy it is to read tape without any proprietary equipment. And that's one of the scary things people don't think about, because there's no audit trail on a tape. If I copy your tape, you never know it. You know, I've got the rest of my life to get your information back.
Very good.
It's kind of scary.
Very good. Well, once again, speaking with Martin Plashman of Tenzing.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you.